Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
So number one trending is Sonia Booth.
Yeah.
Number two trending is Tupperware. And number four is cheesecake. Is this all together?
All together.
All together.
All together.
Okay, so Booth, Tupperware, cheesecake. Is this Matthew Booth's throw?
Those three are basically the outlines of your story. Sonia Booth.
Yeah.
Very attached to her Tupperware, as she even said in one of her things, you don't mess with a girl from Ekasi and her Tupperware.
No, 100%.
No one ever.
And the third thing there is the cheesecake that was in her fridge the one night and gone by the morning.
Yeah.
Hence, Sonia Booth has uncovered this in some sort of PI, an investigation like I've never seen.
Where'd it go?
I'm on Sonia Booth's Instagram right now, which overnight has got almost 15,000 extra followers.
Way to go.
Short version, long story. Cheesecake Matthew post. Booth is married to Sonia Booth.
Yeah.
Okay. Sonia Booth has said that she has been wondering if there's a little something going on between Matthew Booth and, am I allowed to say on air the other woman's name? Poppy Acton stuff. She said it, so.
Yeah.
Okay. So no one get, I'm not getting in trouble. Bongani Tombeni Molo.
Okay.
So Bongani is head of a company that has done lots of work with Matthew Booth.
Yes.
And very recently, they have obviously been found out to be having an affair because, again, short version, long story, Matthew Booth made a cheesecake that Sonia Booth absolutely loves, and her kid was having a birthday and thought it was for the birthday.
Yeah.
The next morning, said cheesecake in Sonia's Tupperware had disappeared from home.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Matthew Booth, by the way, former Bafana Bafana player, one of the greatest.
I just want to put it out there. Okay, so the cheesecake is missing. Yes. So how does that one plus one equal in missing cheesecake?
Well, because, and I'm actually trying to find this first. There are so many stories here.
So while you're searching for that, and I think this is a critical question, guys, I know a lot of people are asking this right now. Was it a bake or was it a fridge cheese?
No. So this is it.
We need to know.
Bongani's husband this morning says he'll meet me for coffee. This is what Sonia Booth is writing.
Okay.
So Bongani was in a rush to leave on Friday, saying she had to go and pick up football equipment for the team in Pietermaritzburg and Umhlanga. Then Sonia Booth says, I added two and two together that it must have been my cheesecake that went along with this equipment. So when she meets with Bongani's husband, she says to Klaus, the husband, by the way, did your cheesecake arrive safely at home and was it delicious? To which Klaus says, yes, the cheesecake was delicious.
Yes.
To which then Sonia Booth says, can I have my container back? Takes the container, puts it in the middle of the garage that when Matthew Booth gets home, he sees this container in the middle.
Snap, it was the container.
Now he knows that she knows that that cheesecake was with Bongani and with him, and now there has been an online flood of finger pointing.
Something just happened here. I've always had the utmost respect for Tupperware. I didn't know it could also be DNA. Now, DNA evidence for an affair.
By the way, Bongani literally put up an Instagram story about 20 minutes ago from her stationary bike at Virgin, where she's working or doing something.
Yeah.
And she's got her eyelashes are there. She is wet with sweat. And she's like, remember, you must choose your health and body over everything, no matter what's going on. You must keep pushing through.
All right. So there you go. Proof, once again, that you can't have your cake and eat it.
How am I?
I'm sorry, you can't.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.